The Magellan, January-March 2015. Sacraments, what are they? In a series of articles over the next 2 years, The Magellan will examine the sacraments and their relevance to Catholics today. In this first article, Brian Gleeson, CP, a teacher of sacraments at the Yarra Theological Union for the past 13 years, and a research fellow of the University of Divinity in Melbourne, gives an insight into these sacred rituals. Sacraments are a sign of the loving presence of God, who we can encounter in our everyday life experiences. Such God moments may take the form of a flower, a feeling, a dream, a child, a news story, a chance meeting, a friend, some pangs of pain or even guilt. God may communicate to us in sunshine, in rain, on a beach, on a mountain, by a river, in a play, or through music. God also speaks to us in the richness of our loving relationships. In fact, there are traces of God everywhere, and the challenge is how to see God in all things. The seven sacraments are baptism, confirmation, reconciliation, Eucharist, anointing the sick, holy orders, and marriage. As a sacramental community, the Catholic Church celebrates the presence of Jesus Christ through sacred rituals. In the beginning, each ritual had its own name to describe what it was, but the general name sacrament had not been conceived. Christians were also celebrating sacraments long before they realized that the sacraments had something in common, an outward action with an inner meaning, and what St. Augustine came to call a visible sign of invisible grace. The Hebrew scriptures often referred to God as wind, fire, breath, or rock, because they communicated a sense of God to the people of Israel. They met God in the desert, on mountain tops, and in gentle breezes. Although they did not call them sacraments, they had their formal sacred signs, their official outward signs of God's active presence, that is, blessings, laying on of hands, the use of oil, bread, wine, water, washings, kisses, and greetings. Ritual meals, sacrificial offerings, confession of sins, baptism, and anointing of the sick. Over time, the people encountered God, they discovered a God who saved them, and they celebrated sacred rituals to honour important events, such as the Passover. The second most important sacred sign for the people was their scriptures, as it was a record of the revelation of their God. To read, hear, and ponder God's word was to come into contact with the most important events of their past, and with the God who spoke and met them in their ritual celebrations. There is no convincing evidence that Jesus left his friends and companions a clear and complete set of sacramental rituals. He neither invented new signs of the presence and power of God, nor passed them on in blueprint form. There were occasions he gave a new meaning to Jewish rituals that were already in place, such as baptism and bread and wine with meals. The sacraments today have their origin and meaning in Jesus' life and work and in his person and values. They tell Jesus' story. He is a sacrament, the number one sign and instrument of God, and the one great sacrament through whom all other sacraments make sense. We find the meaning of each of the sacraments in Jesus' life, so much so that even though confirmation, reconciliation, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and marriage are not mentioned explicitly in the Gospels, when they do emerge in history, they reveal aspects of his life and his values. They reflect, for example, Jesus' reliance on the Holy Spirit, his call to conversion, his gift of God's forgiveness, his healing of people, his commissioning of disciples to serve God and God's people, and his call for unity and love among his followers. In that real sense, Jesus instituted all the sacraments. From the New Testament, we learn that the ritual practices known to the first Christians were baptism, laying on of hands, the Lord's Supper, later named the Eucharist, prophecy, speaking in God's name about what God requires, and speaking in tongues, unknown languages. They appreciated the rituals they were celebrating were from the Lord, and that Jesus was a powerful presence during their celebrations. In particular, sharing his supper, which they did in memory of him and his saving work. They experienced a oneness with Christ, their Lord, and a oneness with their fellow disciples in the one body of Christ, their community. By telling Jesus' story in our sacramental rituals, we continue to meet him. As Christians, our ongoing encounter with Jesus gives us new meaning and purpose and fills us with fresh hope. The next issue of the Magellan will examine the sacrament of baptism. Please subscribe to the Magellan at www.magellan.org.au. Magellan, M-A-J-E-L-L-A-N.